Hi, and welcome to SCL, the Subject Composition and Light Photography Podcast. My name is Rob from robinphoto.com, and this is my little journey through the wonderful world of photography. I apologize for my quiet, dulcet tones this week. I'm recording a podcast at 9:45 on Sunday the 30th of October, and we've got a grandson, Valentino, staying with us for the past week or so, and he's upstairs asleep. He's just coming up to his second birthday, and it's really nice to get him off to bed and have some quiet time in the evening, because after a hard day's work, he's quite an energetic little boy, let's just say that, and so he gets a bit noisy, so I don't want to wake him, so you might well have to turn up the volume on your MP3 player on your computer to keep listening to this rather quiet podcast this week. But back to podcast in hand. Hope everybody's had a great week. Another little short podcast this week. What I thought I'd like to do is talk about the little review I did of the Tiffin DFX photo editing software, which you can find on robinphoto.com, and a quick look at this month's, or probably last month's, when you listen to the podcast, photo assignment, which was best self-portrait. But before that, quick word from our sponsor. As you know, GoToMeeting sponsor the SCL Photography Podcast, and SCL and GoToMeeting is a way that you can hold conference calls with prospective clients or existing clients, or people within your company or your organization, all over the country, all over the world, via your computer, where not only can they see your computer desktop and the agenda, the sales, the photographs, the plans that you want them to see, but with the new HD Faces feature, it's also got full HD video conferencing as well, so everybody can see one another and you can have a truly interactive, productive meeting. Because with fuel costs the way they are, nobody wants to be driving around the country spending money on petrol or train fares or airfares. And if you can have a good conference call, a good video conference call with GoToMeeting's HD Faces, you're going to save yourself time and money. GoToMeeting, do a free trial. Just go to GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and enter the promo code PODCAST. So just visit the URL GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and enter the promo code PODCAST. Try it free for 30 days, see how you get on. And I'm pretty sure that if you do a few GoToMeeting video conferences calls with their HD faces, you'll definitely find it not inescapable, but a feature that you'll want to use again and again for your meeting. So thanks to GoToMeeting for sponsoring the SCL Photography Podcast. Okay, so that's what we're going to talk about. Oh yes, Tiffin DFX, standalone digital photo editing software. So if you go up to robinphoto.com, on the front page, there's my little review of what I did this software. And to be honest, I'd heard of Tiffin filters, their optical filters, things like UV filters and polarizing filters and things like that, but they're always a little bit expensive for me, but I didn't know they did software, but they're into their third version of DFX, and they do a couple of different types of it. They do a standalone software, so that's a program that you can run on your PC. I think they do a Mac version as well, that you can just use as a photo editing software, or they do a Photoshop plugin as well, which you can then sort of open up your images in Photoshop as you normally would, then open up the plugin and edit it and then go back into Photoshop. The version I got to play around with was the standalone version, which I understand is available for about $169 US. And it really is rather good indeed. Tiffin are known for their optical filters and their special effects optical filters, so pieces of glass that you screw onto the front of your camera lenses. And if you can imagine a huge bag of thousands of special effects filters that you could add to your photographs, that include a vast array of digital effects as well, and that kind of gives you an idea of what DFX is all about. Imagine a massive selection of presets, or what you'll find is lots of people buy or download different actions or presets for Photoshop or Lightroom or Aperture, and this is a huge collection of those. And the thing I particularly like about the software is that there's lots of little panels that you click on, which then show you lots of different versions of the photo you're working on using these different presets, or these different presets that look slightly different and highly stylized, lots of them. So it's very easy to quickly give one photograph lots of different treatments, and you can do like a side-by-side comparison, you can do a split comparison, all this sort of thing. And so if you want to give your photographs the dreamy look, the black and white look, the x-ray look, extra vignette, extra sharpness, extra definition, extra contrast, you can simply click on the little panels and then see lots of different versions of that photograph with slightly different presets added. And although you have all these presets, you have all these actions already applied to the photographs, for each action you can just use like the particular preset. So say a vignette, there's a standard dark oval vignette which you can click on, or a standard white oval vignette. And so you can just click on that and that would give you, you know, a normal vignette. But then you can click on the custom tab, and for each and every little effect that they've done a preset for, you can then tweak it and change it to get it just the way you like it. And I really, really enjoy that. So you can edit your photos very, very quickly, but you can also get in there and fine-tune them if you so wish. But don't get fooled into thinking that Tiffin DFX is just about presets and different looks. You can also rotate your photograph, you can also crop it and straighten it, that sort of thing, and then save it out to the file format you so wish, and it can work with RAW files as well. So I don't know, I mean, after using the software for a few days, I kind of came to the conclusion that if you use DFX with something like Google's Picasa 3, so Picasa 3 would be your photo organizational tool, so the thing you use to catalogue and tag all your photos, and then use Tiffin's DFX to edit your photos, that really is quite a powerful pair of pieces of software that isn't that expensive, and yet is incredibly easy to use and gives you a vast array of different looks. But anyway, as I always say with GoToMeeting, you can actually go over to Tiffin and download a free trial which works for 15 days. So if you go to the Tiffin DFX review on rubmanphoto.com, you'll find the link there inside the review. But remember, you can also, if you just Google Tiffin DFX standalone free trial, that will get you close enough to download it for 15 days. Just play with it for a couple of days, and I'm pretty sure, you know, you'll be impressed, and you'll think, yeah, this is really easy to use. Now, where in Photoshop you've got to spend quite a while to get these different looks, or you've got to use presets or actions to get the look you're looking for, with the DFX, because it's so easy just to click through all these different styles of post-processing you can add, it really is very good indeed. It includes everything from, you know, soft focus filters to, they do this thing called glimmer gloss, which is really good, which is a bit like a soft focus filter that also makes the darks darker and the highlights a little bit brighter, and gives you this magical dreamy look, right through that to effects like selective focus, I've mentioned vignettes, colors, gels, colored grads, all this sort of thing, hundreds and hundreds of different effects that you can customize as well. Very, very impressed, and thanks to the people over at Tiffin for sending me a key so I can play around with the software. I think I'll be using it quite a lot in the future too. So try out Tiffin DFX version 3, the standalone software, very, very good indeed. Now, October's photo assignment, out of our comfort zone, best self-portrait, really tricky one. Really, really tricky one. I didn't produce a photo until a couple of days ago because I was really scratching my head over what I was going to do. I was nervous of being in front of the camera, but spurred on by everybody else's entries that they've put in, I finally found 5 minutes to take a photograph. And the idea of my one, which is the last one in the thread, over on the robinonphoto.com Flickr group, was just to kind of show me as I would be kind of recording the podcast, and I wanted to have a camera in my hand, and I thought, well, let's add a little bit of humour. So I grabbed a little toy camera that Valentino has. It's not even, it doesn't work, it's just a piece of plastic shaped like a camera that makes clicking sounds and says, I think it says say cheese, which is quite cool. And I didn't even bother putting my camera on a tripod. I just held it out at arm's length and clicked a few shots and chose the best one. And then I turned it to black and white in, what did I use? I think I used Picasa 3. And then I clicked in Picasa, but I tell you, if you haven't tried it yet, Picasa 3 is really good for free photo editing and organisational software. And then clicked the edit in Picnic option, which takes you online and into the free Picnic editing software. And then I added a kind of Holger-ish black and white look to it, so it's got a vignette on and film grain. And it is what it is. It's a bit of a fun thing. But there really are some nice ones. Not that many people took part in the photo assignment, and I kind of expected that because it was a bit of a strange one. Starting at the top, photos by Danny B. And you can check more of Danny's photos out at dannybrockimages.com. Some really beautiful work over there. Oh, again, I'll put a link in the show notes. I've done this really quite almost surreal shot of him taking a picture of himself as a reflection in some water. Really, I really enjoyed that. It's a self-portrait that's, you have to look at it and think, oh, what is it to start off with? And then you see what it is, and obviously with the distortions of the ripples in the water and the different colours, and it really makes you look at it quite hard. GNeil45 has done a great shot of him taking a picture of himself in the wing mirror, in the door mirror of his car. No, I love the blur of the road in the background and the lines of the mirror and the sharpness of the reflection in the wing mirror. Very, very nice indeed. Joe's done he's done this first one, which is a shot of him with his camera into a window, into a mirror, and it looks like it's been given a texture. But he hasn't done that in Photoshop. It's done in camera because of the different textures that are around, and I really like that. Really like that photo. Very, very nice indeed. He also included another photo he took from a car mirror from obviously a few years ago there, Joe, with a nice head of hair on. And then playing around with perspective, he's done where he's taken a photo using putting the camera up high on his tripod. And that's something I keep meaning to do, actually, because we always talk about to make your photos more interesting, take them from a new unusual viewpoint. And one of the best ways to get an unusual viewpoint is to put your camera on a tripod, use a remote or the shutter delay, and then get your tripod up high in the air and shoot from up there. But he shot there and shot down. Very nice bit of experimentation there. And then Danny B's taken a lovely one of him and his child, which is great. Looks like they're both having a fantastic day out in the autumn leaves that are everywhere. So thanks for everybody for taking part in last month's photo assignment. I'm not quite sure what we're going to have for this month's photo assignment. If anybody's got an idea, just drop me an email, scalespeeder@gmail.com, and we'll start off a photo assignment next week, just to get our creative juices flowing and get us out there taking photographs when maybe we might be making excuses and saying, oh, it's getting cold, it's getting dark, and I won't bother. I tell you what, how about this then? The knights are drawing in, so a really simple assignment, night photography. So go out there and take a picture during the night. It could be anything. It could be at home in the night. It could be outside during the night. It could be light painting. It could be anything you want to do with night photography. There we go. So November's photo assignment is night photography. I'll put a new link, thread up for that on the robnadphoto.com flicky group. Well, that's it from me this week. Another short one. Thanks for everybody for taking part in the Flickr photo group and putting their photos. Remember, you can join Flickr for free. You can join the robnadphoto.com flicky group for free and add your photos to the pool. Gives everybody ideas and inspiration for their photography. Some excellent work going in there. Thanks to everybody for commenting on the blog, but most of all, thanks to you for downloading and listening to the podcast. My name's Rob from robnadphoto.com, and hopefully, pretty soon, I'll see you on Flickr.